Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
All right, there we go. Goodness. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nate Production.
What is up, Nate? What's good?
Nothing much. Nothing much. Another day.
Man, I'm over here Of course, I'm not on video today, people. I'm only on the radio stream because I feel like shit. So I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like having to be get all prepped and whatnot to do the show. So yeah, man, pretty much that's why I decided to come do this. No, just do the radio stream today. Y'all know me when the show goes on. So heck, I was gonna be a trooper for y'all. Make sure I came through because you know this is one of our hottest shows we do. Is the pre Valentine's Day shows, so I definitely had to make sure I was here. I was gonna fight through the elements. So yes, nonetheless, I'm here. But anyways, Nate, what's been going on with you?
Nothing
much. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Well, let everybody know what we got coming up for today's show. For today's show, we got on the 6th, which is 6th is going to be. All right, hold on, people. There we go. Okay, so yeah, for today's show, what we're going to be doing, the 6th is going to be basically ideas for people, last-minute Valentine's Day ideas. And then we got some stuff for special one-on-one. So what we'll do, we're going to go to another quick song break, and then we'll be back after this, everybody. All right?
I just wanna let you know that you're the most beautiful thing on this world. So I was thinking that we can do something different. Like listen to Jay Stone, Kills Too Fly, sing and rap the words of true beauty.
You know it's something about a sense of song. Turns me on. Feel at home. A melody always sound asleep. Slowly cause your body next to me. A beautiful smooth conversation. Show my love. Express how I feel. I wonder how. With me, beautiful you are. You mean the
body tone look just right. I'm a big dog, got an appetite. Me and you, we can run the world. I'm your Superman, you my Wonder Girl. Stay tall so they can't divide us. You an LPN and I'm a truck driver.
Beautiful you are.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and get into the first segment for the day, which is the list. We call it the six around here because it's a list of six things based on a particular topic. And so, yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get the list. The way it works is we kind of go back and forth on the list as far as I go, the nay goes, I go. So that's how we do it. So I'm gonna kick the list off. Again, today's topic for the list is things that I'm trying to make for y'all. So thing number one. I was about to go. You go ahead and go first. That's fine.
So the topic is last minute D-Day gifts.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so a last minute D-Day gift can be me sucking your dick because I ain't got a freaking dick. I mean, that's a gift within itself because I ain't got a freaking dick.
All right, I got a last minute gift for those of y'all that don't, that's like trying to figure out something. Sometimes take somebody out for something that's meaningful, it don't obviously be such a quite physical. Sometimes it's about the experience. So, one place I do recommend, Build-A-Bear is pretty cool because it's not only that you're getting a gift. But if you go to Build-A-Bear, you also get to have an experience too. So it's part of the fun. It's kind of a team building exercise and whatnot. And if you do it upright, it can be a lot more meaningful and be something that's memorable. So yeah, I would say something like go out somewhere like somewhere meaningful, something that's more of an experience like Build-A-Bear or something. Okay, number three.
This is advice for the guys. Number three, a last minute D-Day gift can be a handwritten letter expressing your love.
Yeah, I agree.
If you ain't got the money or whatever,
No one takes time to really say, put things into words and just let them know how they feel or whatnot. So yes, I agree. Number three, that's a good one. That's a really, really good one. Like you said, everybody always worried about, some people are worried about the main thing, but if at the end of the day, I don't care what nobody says, it's all about the thought. And really think about it. Make sure that you're really serious about what you're doing. Don't just be doing it because that's the only thing you can think of. Do it because it's really what you want to do.
All right.
Number four, things to do for Valentine's Day. I would say know who you're getting a gift for, man. Especially anything that's edible. Be careful on that because if a person got food allergies, you're going to F yourself over by getting the wrong thing. So make sure you're smart about that. Make sure you know who you're getting a gift for because again, you don't want to give somebody some chocolate, and when they, and you know, it has gluten in it or whatnot, and it gets to them. Make sure you know who you're getting the gift for, so that she's not, so that it doesn't go to waste. All right, number five.
Number five, do something that you normally don't do, like go to the arcade or museum or something. I mean, that's something to do last minute.
Yeah. That goes back to my experience point. Yes, I agree, man. You having fun. You, in a day, you have some fun. Like, it don't have to always be, let's go to dinner in the movie. You don't have to always be traditionally that. I don't know. I always, the dates I have fun on the most are ones where it's fun like that. So, yeah. I agree. Number six. Nate said number one. She said she give some head. I would say number six. Number six is, man, like, do something simple, like, really plan out the movies. Don't just wait till you get to the time for Netflix and chill. Have it planned out so it looks plain. Have a planned out evening. Because you want to always go out to the restaurant. I know the restaurants are going to be crazy. And sometimes even the fun stuff is going to be crazy. So, heck, you can do something nice, like put some, put on some different movies or put some music on and just chill and vibe. And just talk about what y'all appreciate each other for. Stuff like that. And then, you know, the rest is his. And for the ladies, you know, put something on nice for your man out of nowhere. Give him a show. And for all indoor fellas do the same thing. Give your woman a show, man. You know, spice it up a little bit. So that is the six. Those are our 16 to y'all for Valentine's Day. That simple. Yeah. I told y'all this is going to be simple. Stuff you can use as applicable. And if you do exactly what we told y'all, y'all going to win. Trust me.
All right.
Everyone on both sides of the spectrum will win. So, yeah. Do one of those things we mentioned. You're good to go. All right, so, Nate, what you got for seduction 101?
What was that?
Uh-oh. I said, what do you have for seduction 101?
A little love and spice advice.
Okay. Okay, let the hear this. All right, the floor is yours.
So, me personally, I'm from the Midwest. So, to me, Valentine's Day is for the women, you know, to celebrate women. I think the sweetest day, I'm not sure if y'all celebrate sweetest day in the South or in Texas or wherever location you are at, but in the Midwest, Valentine's Day is for the females, and sweetest day is for the men. So, I feel like...
What day is sweetest day?
Sweetest Day is like a substitute for Valentine's Day. It's like celebrating your man. Sweetest Day,
okay.
Valentine's Day, you get it? You get it?
Oh, okay.
We celebrate
so it's
the same
day.
Up here
same
for our
day.
Men.
Okay.
It's the same as Valentine's Day. But Valentine's Day is, of course, February 14th. Sweetest Day is in October, I believe, October 16th. So we celebrate the women in February.
Oh, wow.
Celebrate the men in October. You know? So I feel like, as a man, like, if you don't have the money to celebrate your woman, do something out of the ordinary, like put $30 on a gift ring or leave a note on her car, like leave a special message at her job, like do something so that she feels special, or like take the kids out for a couple hours just so she can get some rest or something. Like, do something out of the ordinary that you normally wouldn't do. Cook her breakfast. Cook dinner. You know, you got to think outside of the box, especially if you ain't got the money. Like I said, write a handwritten love letter expressing your love. it's a lot of things that you can do if you don't even got the money. I mean, if you're in a warm place, a warm area, like take her for a walk around the creek or, you know, something like that. Go for a romantic walk, holding hands, kissing, like a picnic or something.
Which, actually, tomorrow here is actually going to be 80 degrees here tomorrow. So it's perfect for people to be able to do that.
Exactly.
Tomorrow for
it's
here.
Perfect, especially if you don't have the finances to do anything. Or some women wouldn't even want to give, like me. Like if I had to pick a $1,000 deal and a man paying one of my bills, I'd pick a deal getting paid over a gift. I mean, pay it
right.
A deal or something like that. It's different things that you can do.
I'm feeling it.
And I'm just being honest. Like, think outside of the box. Pay to get her eyelashes done. Pay to get her eyebrows done. I'm talking $8 to get your eyebrows done.
I mean, you know what? That's not bad. Like yeah, I mean, it went well. One thing, I heard of
rubber
some
feet.
But I didn't. One thing I learned from you today, I heard of it. But I never knew, like, what date it was and all that about Sweetest Day. I learned something new today. Like, I heard it, but I never, like,
yeah.
Really knew what it was. Like, I'm like, you didn't hear something, but you never, like, really hear about it. Yeah. I've heard of, there's something called state. One thing I have heard of, just like a Valentine's Day alternative, I've heard of Steak and BJ Day that takes place on March 14th. I've heard that before. Have you heard about that before?
Yes. No,
yes.
I haven't heard of it. I just, know about Sweetest Day. You know, it's a Midwest thing. That's why a lot of people don't know about Sweetest Day because it's something we do in the Midwest, like Chicago area know about it, Indiana, Michigan, you know, St. Louis, you know,
that's
the
dope,
Midwest,
though.
Those states, you know.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So steak and BJ Day for those who don't know, which this is another thing. Like so it's crazy. I learned about Sweetest Day from you, and I learned like on the show. There used to be a show on here. I learned this from another person. I learned about steak and BJ Day. And I was like, what the hell, steak and BJ Day? And someone told me like March 14th is steak and BJ Day, and that's known as a day. Like it's like the It's like another version, of, like it's like another male Valentine's Day type of thing. Basically, you know, it don't necessarily have to be steak, but it could just be cooking for your man. And BJ, you know, y'all know how to, y'all know what BJ stands for. Stands for blowjob. So you cook for him and you give him a blowjob.
That's funny.
Yes, when I heard that, I was rolling. I was like, oh, my. So, yes, but I say this, man. Valentine's Day, I have got to get a grip of yourselves because sometimes people drive me nuts. They put so much stock into Valentine's Day instead of just doing stuff right all year and then just making Valentine's Day be a bonus. That is craziness. Like, I feel that Valentine's Day is for the people that been fucking up all year, and this day, one day of the year to say, hey, I care, you know, versus just doing it all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I always, to me, that's what I feel like it is. But I'm ready to keep it simple. Valentine's Day does not have to be extravagant to me. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody that feels like, oh, I like I'm the Valentine's Day Grinch, but it ain't got to be extravagant.
I mean, I feel like if a man is doing everything he's supposed to do every day, like it's Valentine's Day, then you don't have to overdo it. I mean,
exactly. Y'all know this is the Wednesday show, so y'all know how we talk on the Wednesday show. Hell, shoot, I think it's good enough if you fucking all day.
Yeah,
I think that's a fun present. But nah, you get some, you can get some water. You can get some water or a quick snack, but your ass about to get right back on this. Make sure you keep plenty of water and towels. Hey, make sure you eat some Powerade over there, and make sure you have some snacks periodically, because yeah, it's going down. You got time for excuses. Throw a couple meals in there so that y'all got enough energy, because you can't fuck with no overall food in your system. Because then y'all gonna be oh my god, oh I'm so tired. No. Y'all get some. Make sure y'all put some meals into there. Yeah, just like fuck each other's brains out. It costs nothing to fuck each other's brains out.
It don't. But if you gonna do that, then you
gonna
be a sick
for the kids. Do some positions you ain't done before. There you go. We gave y'all some. Get some
whipped cream and some strawberries, okay?
I'm about to throw it back. What was Nay using that video? Use some of that stuff she was using on them videos. She had an orange. Woo! Threw it back. I know. Like I was like, man, I'm about to start following my food pyramid. Yeah, shout out to that. Just had a flashback. But nah, so I'm gonna just say, like you said, man, I agree. Like I think after pretty much today's show is just reiterating, there's no excuse, people. No excuse. Like, tomorrow, I don't want to see no whining. Y'all better get it together. Hell. You know what? And people that are single, get a grip over your fucking self, man. Don't be tripping tomorrow.
Right.
I ain't got no bad time. Okay, that's great. Guess what day comes on Friday? February 15th. You're going to be just fine. You'll survive. But also, oh yeah. So another thing I was gonna throw another list onto today too. For Valentine's Day, this was a little more petty than the first one was giving y'all ideas. This was petty, and this list is called Ways You Know If You Are the Main or the Side. So I mentioned on my Facebook that I said Thursday we find out, are you the side or the main? This bonus list on the 6th is basically ways you know that you are the main or the side. So I'm going to go first in this list. Number one, ways you know you're the main or the side is if they trying to get all your, and they do, they celebrate with you and whatnot, and they get quick to like leave. You know, unless they really got work in the morning or something like that, if they quick to leave early, you know, before the evening ends, then that means either A, you are the main. You could possibly still be the main because they wouldn't be seen out in daylight with you, or B, you could be the side chick because maybe, you know, they lied to their main saying they had to work or whatnot, and so bam. So yeah, one of the couple ways, because yeah, you'll find that's number one of finding out how you are the main or the side. All right, Nate, what you got for number two?
Okay, so number two, if he's really come with you Friday instead of tomorrow, I'm sorry, you are the side chick.
Mm-mm-mm. I might throw some more onto that one. Number three, if all of a sudden they bring you a bunch, and I mean a bunch of candy, or either this Friday or Saturday, ding, 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 you are the side. Because they know they get the damn candy all on sale at Walgreens and whatnot. So they going to go to Walgreens, get that discounted candy, and bam, you get this. So you get the side piece of discount. So there you go. You are the side piece. Number four.
You don't get a call or a text all day tomorrow, honey. You're the side chick.
Ooh, there is an asterisk on that, though, Nay. There is an asterisk. This is where it can be an asterisk. This could be trickery because they might actually message you tomorrow. But it's about the nature of the message. How do they message you? What time they message you? All that good stuff. The thought into the text message. All of that. All of these things matter. Because, yeah, they might do it tomorrow, but they give you a blasé reply like that. Oh, no, you got to start. You just might be getting the side piece. That's what we call the courtesy Valentine's Day text, just so you can feel important until it's time to celebrate with you on the 15th or the 16th. So, yes. There is an asterisk there, people. Number five. Where you know you decide on the main, is this like all of a sudden, they get to write real, like their phone is ringing off the hook like crazy, and it ain't about business, and they talking real low and high now. That means they talking. Unless they're talking business or they talk about a surprise for you for Valentine's Day, they are trying to talk to their main or their side. A lot of times, it's usually they talking to their side because a lot of times it's some of the side pieces. Y'all, some of y'all be knowing y'all the side pieces, and sometimes your mate that mate. They get bold and talk to the main right in front of you. So, there we go, number five. Number six, the final one, Nay. What is another sign you know if you're the main of the side?
Number six. If he blocks you on Facebook for one day, you're the side.
Can't think about that.
Well, if you don't see none of his posts, you're the side chick.
Well, there you go, people. That again, in a nutshell, is the illustrious. That was the bonus six, man. Give y'all a bonus. We gave y'all one that was helpful. The other one was helpful. The second one was helpful, too. We're just helping y'all identify. But, again, stop putting so much stock into it. Into tomorrow. As I get ready to come to a close here, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I cannot stress it again. As we have summed up on the show, do not put so much stock into tomorrow. I'm a dead ass, bro. Do not put so much stock into it. Keep it. The simpler it is, the less bullshit that can happen. Keep it simple. Obviously, and if anything, at the end of the day, I think pretty much what people just really want is. They want a reason of they want they just want an excuse to be able to flex to everybody for Valentine's Day. So if anything, say some sweets, because I'm telling you, we can even go a long way making a big, long Facebook post about your mate. That can go a long way with people these days. So sometimes people just want to be able to flex on Valentine's Day. They go, ooh, girl, or, man, Dave, she really said this about me. You know, take the time out. Not even a handwritten note. Like, do like a post and really show the world that, you know, that you holding your mate down. Simple as that. And don't be on no fuck shit. That's the simple rules I got. What's your final thoughts on Valentine's Day, Nate?
I mean, it's just another day. Like I said earlier, you treat your woman like Valentine's Day every day. You don't have to do the most.
Exactly. Simple as that, man. I can't stress that enough to y'all. All right, well, I'll let you guys know we got covered up. A lot of stuff. I'm not going to give y'all too. Y'all just want to find out. I won't let y'all know something until closer to the date, but I have a lot of things coming up. March, I have some stuff coming up. I'll let y'all know closer to the date. And April, I got stuff coming up. So y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned. Nate, what you got? You got any announcements you want to make?
No, just stay tuned. Stay tuned. I did do a photo shoot Sunday, so, I mean, like, y'all didn't know I was going to do a photo shoot, but I always say you got to stay tuned. So I did do a photo shoot Sunday. I'll be dropping those tickets within the next couple weeks.
Nice. Y'all did see you did what? I was like, okay. Yeah, this weekend I just did a photo shoot. I did a photo shoot for a couple of people. I did one for a custom clothing designer. Which, by the way, she's out here, but she out in Detroit, so she's up there by you now for a little bit. And yes, I shot some stuff for her. I'll be posting some more of those pictures soon. I'll post a few. I've been so worn out that I haven't been able to like really get to all the stuff. Because I know me, I'll be on the trajectory and make sure my stuff is presented right. And then I got a chance to shoot my brother and my sister-in-law for, you know, just do like some special couples thing. I want to do something special for a couple and there you go. They answer the call. So there we go. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited just to see what's going further. So, y'all, to this, again, as Nate said, stay tuned. Got the stuff up my sleeve. All right, y'all. We're about to roll on out. Before I sit here and pass out. Pass out from all these allergies. I'll remind you guys that if there's any parts of the show, y'all can go to dustspot.com, dustspotradio. And you can be able to go listen to all the shows there, as well as picking any of the buttons underneath to be able to listen to them on our other streaming platforms. And then there you go. We rolling out. Everybody remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J or there's a. Where there's a J or where there's a.
Nay, there is a way.
Y'all to another episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl.
On the Seduction.
And what's that public service announcement we give everybody, especially with Valentine's Day being tomorrow?
Look, if you go home, please do it responsibly. Because if you don't use no condom tomorrow, you're going to make a Scorpio like me.
Oh, wow. That is about the time. That is a trajectory. Okay,
yes,
I'm doing the math there.
I was conceived around that.
I was seeing what you just, that magical our connection did. That was clever. That was clever. Yeah. So be careful. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.